This is the 2008 Key Stage 3 Mental Mathematics Test B. Listen carefully to the instructions I'm going to give you. After I have finished reading them, there will be time for you to ask any questions you might have. However, you will not be able to ask any questions once the test has begun. I will start by reading a practice question. Then I am going to ask you 30 questions for the test. On your sheet, there is an answer box for each question, where you should write the answer to the question and nothing else. You should work out the answer to each question in your head, but you may jot things down outside the answer box if this helps you. Do not try to write down your calculations, because this will waste time and you may miss the next question. For some of the questions, important information is already written down for you on the sheet. I will read out each question twice. Listen carefully both times. You will then have time to work out your answer. If you cannot work out an answer, put a cross in the answer box. If you make a mistake, cross out the wrong answer and write the correct answer next to it. There are some easy and some harder questions, so don't be put off if you cannot answer a question. The recording will now be stopped so that you can ask any questions you might have. Here is the practice question to show you what to do. I will read the question twice, and you will have 5 seconds to work out the answer and write it in the answer box. Add 10 to the number on your answer sheet. Add 10 to the number on your answer sheet. Now put down your pen or pencil. Now we are ready to start the test. For the first group of questions, you will have 5 seconds to work out each answer and write it down. Question 1. Multiply 6 by 6. Multiply 6 by 6. Question 2. I start at 4.7. and count on in equal steps. 4.7, 4.8, 4.9. Write down the next 2 numbers in the sequence. I start at 4.7 and count on in equal steps. 4.7, 4.8, 4.9. Write down the next 2 numbers in the sequence. Question 3. Double the expression on your answer sheet. Double the expression on your answer sheet. Question 4. Write 7/100 as a decimal. Write 7/100 as a decimal. Question 5. Look at the scatter graph. It shows a type of correlation. Put a ring round the word that describes the type of correlation it shows. Look at the scatter graph. It shows a type of correlation. Put a ring round the word that describes the type of correlation it shows. Question 6. Write 10 out of 25 as a percentage. Write 10 out of 25 as a percentage. For the next group of questions, you will have 10 seconds to work out each answer and write it down. Question 7. Look at the triangle drawn on the grid. What are the coordinates of the point marked A? Look at the triangle drawn on the grid. What are the coordinates of the point marked A? Question 8. Look at the scale. About what value is the arrow pointing to? Look at the scale. About what value is the arrow pointing to? Question 9. What is half of £3.60? What is half of £3.60? Question 10. How many millimeters are there in 10 centimeters? How many millimeters are there in 10 centimeters? Question 11. Double 2.9. Double 2.9. Question 12. Look at the diagram. Estimate the size of angle A. Look at the diagram. Estimate the size of angle A. Question 13. How many fifths are there in 2? How many fifths are there in 2? Question 14. What is 1/4 of 148? What is 1/4 of 148? Now turn over your answer sheet. Question 15. Look at the polygon. Write down its mathematical name. Look at the polygon. Write down its mathematical name. Question 16. There are 17 red and 13 green apples in a bag. I am going to take out an apple without looking. What is the probability that the apple will be green? There are 17 red and 13 green apples in a bag. I am going to take out an apple without looking. What is the probability that the apple will be green? Question 17. What is the next square number after 36? What is the next square number after 36? Question 18. Look at the equation. What is the value of x? Look at the equation. What is the value of X? Question 19. A square of side 2 centimeters is enlarged by scale factor 2. What is the area of the enlarged square? A square of side 2 centimeters is enlarged by scale factor 2. What is the area of the enlarged square? Question 20. Look at the expression. When x is 3, what is the value of the expression? Look at the expression. When x is 3, what is the value of the expression? Question 21. A cylinder has a base area of 10 square centimeters and a volume of 90 cubic centimeters. What is the height of the cylinder? A cylinder has a base area of 10 square centimeters and a volume of 90 cubic centimeters. What is the height of the cylinder? For the next group of questions, you will have 15 seconds to work out each answer and write it down. Question 22. The line graph shows the number of ice creams sold at a cinema in 1 week. On how many days were the sales more than 100? The line graph shows the number of ice creams sold at a cinema in 1 week. On how many days were the sales more than 100? Question 23. Think about a pyramid that has a triangular base. How many triangular faces does it have altogether? Think about a pyramid that has a triangular base. How many triangular faces does it have altogether? Question 24. Car parking costs 40 pence for every 5 minutes. How much will it cost to park for 1 hour? Car parking costs 40 pence for every 5 minutes. How much will it cost to park for 1 hour? Question 25. Look at the fractions. Put rings round all those that are greater than 3/4. Look at the fractions. Put rings round all those that are greater than 3/4. Question 26. A circle has a radius of 5. One of the values on your answer sheet shows its circumference. Put a ring round the correct value. A circle has a radius of 5. One of the values on your answer sheet shows its circumference. Put a ring round the correct value. Question 27. £1 million lottery prize is divided in the ratio 1 to 4 to 5. How much is the smallest share of the prize? £1 million lottery prize is divided in the ratio 1 to 4 to 5. How much is the smallest share of the prize? Question 28. Look at the calculation on your answer sheet. Write an approximate answer. Look at the calculation on your answer sheet. Write an approximate answer. Question 29. Four numbers have a mean of 25. Three of the numbers are shown on your answer sheet. Write down the missing number. Four numbers have a mean of 25. Three of the numbers are shown on your answer sheet. Write down the missing number. Question 30. Look at the graph. Write down the equation of the line labeled A. Look at the graph. Write down the equation of the line labeled A. Put your pens down. The test is finished.